the one and only John McGivern. John, how are you?
Hey, guys. Can I tell you what's been going on with my mother?
Yeah.
Okay, we're from this family where, you know, you don't tell each other your problems, just because that's, I think, our generation. Well, finally, a problem came up that my mother had to deal with, and she dealt with it in this way. She called my sister Colleen, and she said, could you come over here, because something's been going on for the last 6 months, and I just want you to help me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Should you be saying anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was like, Colleen called and said, there's something going on with Mom, and I'm on my way over there, and I will give you a call. Well, of course, and that's how it all works. So Colleen calls me, and then, you know, I call Maureen, and Maureen calls Michael, and Michael calls Jimmy, Jimmy calls Timmy.
Sure.
So by the time Colleen gets there, she lives a mile away, everybody knows,
mm-hmm.
you know. So she gets there, and she calls me 20 minutes later, and she says, you won't believe what's going on with Mom. And I said, what? She said, well, I sit down, and Mother is shaking. And mm-hmm. for 6 months, she has been receiving gay pornography in the mail.
Like snail mail?
No, in the mail.
Somebody is just sending her gay porn?
Well, this is what she tells my sister. It's coming in, you know, sealed wrapping. And the reason she told Colleen was because the neighbor, it went in the neighbor's mailbox.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Now, it was still sealed when the neighbor brought it down, but my mother so freaked out. So for the first 3 months
Joni,
that she got it.
Joni, here's your gay porn.
Here's your gay porn. First of all, Colleen says, it's gay porn. I'm like, what is it? And she says, I said to my mom, I called my mom, I says, what? Because I said, I'll take care of it. I'll make sure that she doesn't get any more, you know, because I know the people. Okay. I said, first of all, Mom, what is the magazine called? She said, it's called Owie. said,
that's a gay Owie? One now?
It's a, first of all, it's called Out. Oh. O-U-T.
Oh, there
she
it is.
She thought that T was an I.
It's oh, not, there it is.
And it's not even porn, really. It is a gay rag, and you do see guys in underwear. Like, it's kind of gay.
Oh,
it looks like yeah. Cosmopolitan for gay men.
That's what it is.
Whoa.
Okay.
Here's a boxing photo.
So was it anything that was, like, really, you know, super triple X nasty?
No, guys in their underwear.
Okay, but I'm you know, saying... But, like,
you
not
see guys in your underwear all the time.
KB has those magazines in his car. You know,
okay, so, I do
like,
not.
Oh, you do.
I do not.
You do. Oh, uh-uh. You are so...
No, I'm never. No. You don't want to know something? Okay, there, yeah, all right. There's yeah, some issues.
Here, show them.
Yeah.
Show
Let
them.
Me see.
Yeah, this is, you know, playful, you know, frolicking oh, yeah. in the shower is probably yeah. not...
Show Carol. She's the one that would really be interested in that. There you go.
Or don't. Oh. It's fine.
It's not bad. It's nice.
No, it's a backside.
Well, first of all, I
mean, aside from that, it doesn't look not, anything different than like GQ.
Right. If it's not total full frontal and they're in a state of excitement,
right.
then it's just regular.
Then she doesn't want it.
So what did she do for the, now you said, you started to say for the first 3 months she did what?
She opened it. For the first 3 months, she'd get these white sealed envelopes, and she opened them, and it was Owie Magazine.
Owie Magazine. Owie.
So,
which actually would not be a bad name.
Don't you think?
For some
Owie.
Gay
magazine.
Owie. Still, but there's a...
Owie.
Wow.
Here's
Ooh.
A, but they have 39 ways to improve your life.
Well, anyway, so then she, so the next 2 months she didn't open, and then the sixth month when it went to her neighbor, she finally felt she had to do something. Well, and it turns out this is how it all happened. It turns out that 6 months ago we started getting that rag too, Steve and I, and so I thought she got Out magazine starting 6 months ago, and we did too. Well, it turns out when I worked the gay cruise. Mom was my guest on the gay cruise.
Oh.
So they took that mail list oh. and they started sending Out magazine to everybody on the gay cruise.
Oh.
You know, and my mother was on the gay cruise. That's the gay cruise okay. that I went with 651 people, 600 gay men, 51 gay women. And my mother just kept saying, which lesbian came alone? That's it. I was like, you!
Now, do they have something similar for women?
Yeah. Magazine-wise?
Yeah.
What would that be called?
Yum.
I don't know.
Yum. Owie and yum.
Oh, like for lesbians?
Yeah.
You don't have to whisper it. It's okay.
I didn't whisper it.
I think that would be called Let's Go Buy a Cat. I think that's
because there's not a woman Outback. That would have been on the gay cruise that would be interested in that magazine, from what I've seen.
Yeah, me neither. I agree. So I called. I, of course, went into my subscription and looked up the number, and I called them, and I said, you're sending an 80-year-old woman this gay rag, and can I tell you she doesn't want it? Well, did she happen to be on a gay cruise? And I was like, yeah, but she was my guest. So just don't send her that stuff. And she says, oh, by the way, the Advocate has just been sent to that same list. So your mother may be receiving the Advocate.
And you're not paying for this.
No.
That's amazing. Do they have that much extra money that they can just print this off and send it off?
Well, I think they want to.
Just
promotional?
It's all the ads.
They want to.
They make their money by the ads. I mean, most magazines do. The actual subscription price is a very small fraction of revenue.
Sure.
Yeah.
So she was.
Okay, here we go. Marcus looked it up. Curve magazine is the lesbian equivalent.
It is.
Curve magazine.
Not Curves, which is a great place to go and work out.
Yes.
But Curve magazine.
Right. C-U-R-V-E.
Huh.
Curve magazine.
Oh, my mother would have looked at that name and said, Curve. I don't know what that is.
It's our big blowout sandal issue.